Hello. Welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
First of all, we will see what we have for you in this week's information desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a feature about music learning for children. But first, here's information desk.
What a lot of stamps we received this week. So thanks go to Mrs. M. Medford, Bessie Bremner, Mrs. J. Chapman, Mrs. N. Pye, and Mrs. D. Dennis. Thank you also to Mrs. E. Davies, Mrs. J. Dixon, Mrs. M. Southwood, John Rawson, and Rita Knights for alerting us to the fact that there was no Let's Talk on the end of the 16th of January recording. Hopefully you will have heard it by now, as it was on the end of the recording of the 23rd of January. It's always good to be alerted to these problems, and without you telling us, we would not have known.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk. They're on Magpie Road, Norwich, NR3 1JH. Their telephone number is 01603 629558. It's held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, come along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might like to become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, the 10th of February.
Vision Norfolk invite you to join them at the Theatre Royal Norwich for a touch tour and audio-described performance of Les Miserables on Thursday, the 19th of March at 2:30. This brilliant new staging has taken the world by storm and been hailed Les Mis for the 21st century. Tickets are £64 and includes a sighted companion ticket if required. You can contact Mark or Helen by February the 21st to book your seat.
An artist residency at Vision Norfolk. Vision Norfolk's first artist in residence, Amy Fellows, is taking a new look at how we see sight loss, redefining an image that misrepresents blind and visually impaired people. The aim, to challenge perceptions and to re-educate audiences on what sight loss means and what Vision Norfolk has done since 1805. An exhibition titled Sightlines in March 2020 will see work from visually impaired participants using Vision Norfolk services, alongside work by guest artists. Artwork for the exhibition will be created during a series of workshops with the artists in residence and visiting practitioners. Workshops will range from painting and portraiture, photography, creative writing, sculpture, print, and experimental performance. Please come along and join us for these workshops, whether you have a visual impairment or not. We'd love to hear from you.
The Norwich Macular Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Derek Heffer on 01603 861554. The next meeting takes place on Friday the 14th of February.
Broadland Blind Club's next meeting is on Thursday the 6th of February between 2 and 4 p.m. at St Cuthbert's Church Hall, Wroxham Road, Sprowston, and will be a bingo session with braille and large print cards. Unfortunately, the cost has gone up to £10 a year to join, but with lots going on, it is well worth the increase. please contact Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758 if you are interested in going along. And that's all from Information Desk this week.